Richland Center.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. He had no evidence, but that didn't stop President Trump from continuing to suggest that race or gender may have played a role in Wednesday night's jetliner Black Hawk helicopter crash at Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, an Army veteran who flew Black Hawks, taking exception.
When you're out there trying to recruit more people to get them trained to become air traffic controllers, having the President of the United States question them and insult them is not the way that we actually grow more air traffic controllers.
On the investigation, a source with direct knowledge tells ABC News the flight data and cockpit voice recorders from the jetliner have been recovered. Jennifer Homendy chairs the National Transportation Safety Board.
We will look at all the humans that were involved in this accident. Again, we will look at the aircraft, we will look at the helicopter, we will look at the environment in which they were operating in. That is standard in any part of our investigation.
This is ABC News. Day two of the Senate confirmation hearing for Health Secretary nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Louisiana's Bill Cassidy worrying out loud about Kennedy's decades of vaccine criticism.
My concern is that if there's any false note, any undermining of a mama's trust in vaccines, another person will die from a vaccine-preventable disease.
He wonders if Kennedy can change his attitudes and approach. In Brunswick, Georgia, trial continues in the case of former Glynn County District Attorney Jackie Johnson. She was in office when a group of white men chased down and murdered unarmed black man Ahmaud Arbery in 2020. She is charged with discouraging police from making an arrest at the time, but the case took a blow on Thursday when police supervisor Stephanie Oliver denied any effort by Johnson or her office to obstruct her as she supervised the detectives investigating Arbery's murder. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Found the perfect home, but it needs a little work? A renovation loan can help you turn that fixer-upper into your dream home. With a renovation loan, you can finance both the purchase price and the cost of repairs or upgrades in one convenient mortgage. Whether it's updating the kitchen, fixing the roof, or creating your ideal living space, the Schultz Mortgage Team is here to help. Call us today at 738-8765. To learn more and see if you qualify, let's build your dream home together. The Schultz Mortgage Team, helping you create the home you've always wanted.
A low of 31 tonight, partly to mostly cloudy conditions. Friday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then some sun later. Not as warm, a high of 42. Friday night, partly cloudy and cool, a low of 21. 36 Saturday, with a 30% chance of light rain and snow showers in the evening, and a high of 48 Sunday with scattered drizzle. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to High School Sports. Tonight's game features Platteville at Richland Center and area boys basketball. It's the second time around in the conference for these two teams. Platteville won at Platteville. The Hornets try to defend the home court coming up. We'll have that game following the pregame show tonight, courtesy of Attesting Power Sports.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit vitesnik.com.
Area dual meet wrestling is underway. The Ridge and Valley Conference duels are being held at North Crawford High School, featuring host North Crawford Seneca this evening, River Ridge, Pecatonica Argyle, Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, Ithaca Weston, and DeSoto. In area girls basketball, North Crawford at Ithaca, Cuba City at Riverdale, Fenimore at Southwestern, Mineral Point at Boscobel, and Iowa Grant at Darlington, Royal at Bangor, Cashton at Nisida, New Lisbon at Brookwood, Hillsboro visits Wanniwaukee Center, Highland at Schulzburg, and Reedsburg at Portage. In boys basketball, River Ridge at Cassville, Barneveld at Blackhawk, Schulzburg at Benton, Highland at Potosi, Reedsburg visits Sauk Prairie. And in the Southwest Conference, Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville, Lancaster at River Valley, and Platteville visits Richland Center. The second time the two teams have played this year. Hear the game coming up on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center tonight.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Fayetteville coach Mike Hoosier joins us. Mike, the team continues to play pretty well. You did have a stumble against Mount Horeb, but everybody stumbles against them this year, don't they?
Yeah, they're fantastic, Phil. It's one of the better high school teams we've seen in the last several years. And, of course, they've got the elite player and Josh Manchester, and he was too much for us Monday night. But, you know, as we told our young men, it's another step in the process for us, and you can't get caught up in the scoreboard and just continue to improve. And there were things that we took away from that game that we know we can improve in, but there were also some really good things that we did. It just doesn't reflect in the final score. So all in all, it was quite a night, and Manchester is as good as advertised, but we're excited to be here tonight with the Hornets.
The last time you got up to a big lead against them, and you had a big win, but you and I both know, you know, every time in the conference is a little bit different, especially the second time around. It's a little tougher.
Yeah, without question, and RC is improving, and I've seen that on film, and they had a good win over River Valley and a good win Monday night against Black River Falls. And, you know, it would appear that when Jaden Shep and Wes Bosworth have big nights, they're tough to beat. And I know at our place, Wes had a tough night with some foul trouble, and we were able to contain Jaden a little bit. But both teams are different. You know, that was back in early to mid-December, and I think, if I recall, Phil, we talked that night. It's early in the season, and that's a little bit of a blueprint, and everybody's a little bit different in one way or another at this time of the year. So we expect a really competitive basketball game tonight, and Brian always has his guys really well prepared for us, and I expect that would be no different this evening.
We talk about the January grind. Well, January is almost over. You know, you count the number of games till tournament, it's not really that far. A long season goes by pretty quickly, doesn't it?
It does, and when you hit this time of the year, I think the kids feel it a little bit, and the coaches with just the marathon of a season.
Yeah.
But ultimately, here in about a week, it becomes a sprint, and it melts away fast. And so I think our kids are excited to kind of get through the grind part. This will be the second of a three-game stretch for us this week, and then Monday night we play Cuba City. So this time of the year, I don't know if the coaches necessarily like it. The kids love playing the games, but without a lot of practice time, you kind of feel like you're just playing games every night. And I'll be looking forward to a little bit more practice time here coming up.
You and I talked last time, you know, you don't have the big guy like you had last year. A little bit different team, but have you kind of adapted to that different style?
I think so. I think our kids have done a nice job of that. I thought early on maybe we had a little bit of trouble adjusting to that. We were giving up some stuff at the rim. But Eli Langmeyer for us, he's a 6'5", 6'6". Both players coming along real nicely. And it doesn't hurt to have some guards like Lucas Ludlum and Myron Ryder that can kind of shoulder that load. You know, I thought last year we played pretty fast, and if you watch this, we did. We probably are playing a little bit faster this year. I think when you look at our numbers, Phil, at least the last check, we've taken as many threes as we have twos this year.
Wow.
Doesn't mean we're shooting a great percentage from there, but for us it's about volume and offensive rebounding, and the kids have done a really good job of buying into that and understanding how we need to play for this group to be successful. It's not a lot different than last year, but you're right. We don't have the 6'9 post player like we did with Zach a year ago at this time, but the kids have done a wonderful job of adjusting and adapting and still being able to have success.
You mentioned Lucas Ludlum playing as well, maybe even better than last year when he was an MVP.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're asking him to maybe do a little bit more on both ends of the floor, but he's a tremendous young man, and we've been so fortunate to have him the last 4 years, and I think you take all the numbers aside, Phil, God willing, will be our school's all-time leading scorer in boys basketball here coming up, possibly, and you put all that aside, he's just a terrific young man. He's humble, he has great gratitude to his teammates and coaches and our PHS community, so I've told people, you know, maybe once every 15 years, maybe 20, and maybe for some coaches in a career you get one like that, and he's done fantastic for us, and just an all-around tremendous teammate, and yet at times I've told him, you know, I need you to not worry about being the world's greatest teammate. You could be a little more selfish in some situations, but he's done tremendous, and we're excited he's on our team.
Good deal. Mike, always good to talk to you. Good luck the rest of the way here into the tournament coming up soon.
Hey, thanks, Phil, and it's always good to see you. Safe travels with basketball, wrestling, whatever other endeavors you got going on, and always look forward to our trip here to Richland Center to get a chance to talk with you and play the Hornets.
All right. Mike Hoosier joining us on WRCO Sports.
This is Mark Jelenic with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Individuals often seek ways to ease the burden from their loved ones. One of the largest burdens you can take off your loved one is to make known what you wish to have done upon your death. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center and Muscadet are here to assist you in making your wishes known to your family in a comfortable, stress-free environment.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Richland Center boys coach Brian Poles joins us. Brian, let's talk about that win over Black River Falls the other night. How would you sum up the game?
Well, you know, anytime we can get a victory, we love it. I think for us, the really great thing was the resiliency that we showed to get back over the hump there in the last 4 minutes. You know, we got out to that lead. I think we got up 10, 43, 33, and then they went on a big run. I think it was something like 19-4. We got down five. They started to take the air out of the ball and slow it down. And I thought we reacted really well to that. We didn't overreact, which was really important. We tried to play a solid possession of defense, whether that was, you know, getting them to turn it over or to take a bad shot. They fortunately missed a couple. It allowed us to get that ball back and eventually get over the hump. We've talked about this before. It's so difficult to play from behind, in high school basketball. So to be able to make the plays that we did to get us back to even and then to take the lead, it was really great to see. A good step forward for the group.
You kind of was the same scenario as Dodgeville. You know, you're up by 10. All of a sudden, yep. You look up and you're tied. You know, and same point in the ball game, basically. Any idea what happens?
It was, and I think that speaks to the fact that, you know, we were learning from those situations. We hadn't had anything so similar to that leading up to Dodgeville, and so you go through that, and then not any more than three nights later, you're in that same position, and, give credit to Black River Falls. They had a really nice group of guards. They were able to, you know, penetrate, get in the lane. We tried to make an adjustment there with some of the switching on guard-to-guard screens, and I thought Brady and Jaden did that really well in the second half to kind of throw them off after they went on their run. Again, just getting the kids' experience and seeing them respond positively to the adversity was really a huge positive.
Brian Poles, our guest. We'll have more coming up in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Chinwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chinwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chinwood Electric.
Brian Pohl's our guest here, Richland Center boys basketball coach. Brian, as you look at Platteville, you played them earlier. I know things didn't go real well first time around, and you're looking to improve against them tonight.
Yeah, you know, the second time around, it gives us a chance. It was the first conference game in mid-December, so obviously a lot has happened, a completely different team, both them and us. You know, we've had a lot of games now under our belt. So that first time around, you know, we've been talking about that, looking at the film this week. You know, we did a lot to hurt ourselves that game. We had 33 turnovers, scoring 36 points. I think some of the positive that we took away from that is, despite that, despite giving them all those extra opportunities, we were able to defend fairly well. We only we held them to 59 points in that game. So we feel like if we can protect the basketball, you know, we're further along, I think, both offensively and defensively. Playing at home, always big, especially in these conference games. You know, we want to just stick around, keep it close, get it into that second half. You know, the pressure is on them. You know, they're 5-0. They've got a nice lead in the conference, so we can come in confident and loose and just give it our all and hopefully get it into that second half and, you know, make them play a little bit tighter and see if we can make some plays down the stretch.
I know. I think Platteville doesn't have the big man as they did last year. They're still a tough team. Is it their speed that's the biggest concern?
Yes, I think their guards, their speed, their aggressiveness. They play a style that is really just unrelenting. They pick up full court. They make you work every possession. You know, Lucas Ludlam was the conference MVP last year. He's having another MVP season this year. He's averaging about 21 points per game. Just really aggressive, going to just push the ball up the floor, go to the rim. They're quick to shoot. They open three if they have it. So that's their style. And, you know, over the course of a game, you have to be ready for that. Otherwise, it's going to wear you down, and you have to stay solid. And like I said, the key for us, protecting that basketball. Our length does bother them. You know, you mentioned they don't have that size. Whenever you have size inside, it really changes things. And despite that, you know, they're still really aggressive on the wings, so we need to take advantage of that and use that size to our advantage.
You've had a couple of instances lately where you have key players get into foul trouble, too, and there's a fine line, and you don't want them to hustle, but you also want to avoid the fouls, and that's kind of one of those kind of age-old things about basketball, isn't it?
Yeah, and it depends on the player and how experienced they are with playing with foul trouble, because there is a certain way you've got to do that. You got to back off a little bit and understand the situation. But, you know, for our guys that get into foul trouble, you know, it makes a big difference if you have somebody that plays those regular minutes and you're not having them in the rotation. So a big key tonight for sure, you know, which team experiences that. And then if you do experience some of that foul trouble, how do you handle it? You know, the other night with Wes getting into foul trouble, that's huge for us. We go through Wes offensively quite a bit, so that was a big change. And like I said, you know, just understanding how to play with maybe you get three fouls, or once you get that fourth foul, you got to play a little smarter. So good experience. Again, going back to, you know, now that we've lived it, hopefully we can handle it better.
Yeah, and Wes Bosworth named Richland Sports Medicine Athlete of the Month. Maybe you could say a few words about him, because he's having a great year, isn't he?
He is. He's huge for us. He had a great year last year, just to see his development. You know, he's great around the rim. He, with his left hand, you know, he's gotten so much better. If he gets it in the post one-on-one, you know, there's not a lot of kids in our area that are going to be able to stop him. So we're seeing teams, you know, adjust to that. They know they got to send another guy. And Wes does a great job on the boards. He's a great team leader. He's a team captain. He's really worked really hard in all sports. He had a great fall football season. Great kid. It's been a pleasure coaching him. So to see him get this recognition, very well deserved. Really happy for him. And I just we've got more season left, so we're looking to keep getting better and better. He had a great night Monday night. I think he had 24 against Black River. So we need those points from him. We also need everything else he brings for us. So he's huge for our team.
All right, sounds good. Good luck tonight against Platteville, Coach.
Thank you.
Brian Poles, Richland Center boys coach on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Hello, everyone. I'm Phil Mee. It's time for boys basketball tonight. The Richland Center boys taking on Platteville Hillman, coming in with an 8-8 record. The Hornets, they are 2-3 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Platteville comes in with a record of 11-4. They are 5-0 undefeated one time through the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Earlier tonight in JV1 action, it was Platteville getting the win over Richland Center, 63-36, the final of the JV game. Going on tonight, a good crowd, and the Richland Center High School Pep Band is here to entertain as well, and we'll have our national anthem now as we go to courtside. We stand and face the flag and honor America and join the Richland Center High School Pep Band under the direction of Mr. Jeff Behrens with tonight's national anthem. National anthem, always great when the band is here under the direction of Jeff Behrens, the Richland Center High School Pep Band. Coming in with a great conference lead right now, Platteville, and the Hornets trying to play the upset tonight. We'll have more in a moment for our radio audience on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Starting lineups for tonight for Platteville. Number one, Myron Ryder. He's a junior at 6 foot. Number three, Jerron Blevins, a 5'8 junior. Number 12, Lucas Ludlum, a 6'3 senior. Number 15, Nathan Mum, a 6'2 senior. Number 24, Eli Langmeyer, a 6'5 senior. For the Hornets, number one, Jaden Sheff, a 6 foot sophomore. Number three, Brady Dosh, a 5'11 junior. Number 40, 6'8 senior, Garrison Weiss. Number 42, Liam Fingerson, a 6'6 junior. Number 44, Wes Bosworth, a 6'4 senior. Here we go. They're ready to jump center. Weiss jumping center against Eli Langmeyer. Ball is in the air, tipped and controlled by Platteville, and we're underway. Hillman from our right to our left here. Richland Center, our left to our right in the opening act here tonight. First 18 minutes of ball. Platteville working it around quickly as they do. Here is Ryder dishing off down low. Shot on the way. No foul called on the Hornets. And that will put Eli Langmeyer at the free throw line. First foul of the game belongs to Garrison Weiss. And the Hornets at the line. Langmeyer. Platteville has had some good clubs over the years. Of course, great last year, and might even be a little better this year. This one on the way and no good off the iron. One more coming up. Hornets definitely have the size advantage tonight, so one thing they're going to try and take advantage of in the half-court game. Free throw is in the air on the rim. No good. Weiss with the rebound, and the Hornets will face a little backcourt pressure. Pass is high and taken away by Platteville. Ryder dishes low. Shot up, no good. Langmeier put back. That one is good, and he has the first basket of the night. 2-0 Platteville. Baseball pass, Weiss at half court, now drives all the way down deep, lays it in, good. Hornets have a quick two-point answer. Two apiece here in the early going. Platteville setting up on the right side, down to the baseline. They'll throw it back to the wing on the near side. Blevins dribbles toward the top of the key. Crossover dribble in the paint, dishes to the corner. Caught by Ryder. Myron on a drive, dishes to the corner, picked off by Bosworth. He's going the other way, and the ball is knocked away, picked up by Ryder on the steal. Platteville coming the other way. Little three-on-three, and now they'll set it up. Oh, Ryder drives and rings it up and good. Myron Ryder gives Platteville a 4-2 lead. Pass comes in play for the Hornets, facing some backcourt duress. Ball comes to Dosh. Baseballs it to Weiss. Gary lays it in. Good. We are tied at four apiece here at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Lots of scores coming in on the Filmy flip phone tonight, too. It's a busy Thursday night, especially for area boys basketball games. On a drive, Ludlam dishes off. Ryder looking for give and go. Takes it himself, kicks to the wing. Blevins for three on the rim and bounces in. Blevins got a shooter's bounce on that one. That makes it 7-4. Baseball pass to Weiss. Down deep, wide open. Laying it in is Fingerson, and it is good. Nice job. Hornets break the press. Everybody touches the ball, and a money shot at the other end. 7-6, Platteville. 16 minutes remaining here in the first. Ryder on a drive, down deep. Man, he's quick, creates a shot, it won't go. Rebound Bosworth, baseballs it up. Brady Dosh, slicing and dicing, lays it in, good. And the Hornets lead. Timeout, Platteville. 8-7, Hornets. 15:44 remaining in the first half on WRCO and WRCO.com.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
After the timeout, a quick three-pointer by Lucas Ludlam, conference MVP a year ago. He gives Platteville a 10-8 lead. Now the Hornets at the other end. Garrison Weiss on a drive, but is called for traveling in the lane. It'll go back to Platteville, 10-8. They lead it here. Hornets fall back on the defensive side. And Platteville slows the pace a little bit. Ryder walks it across the scorer's table. Occupied tonight by Silly Bill, Bill Twining. On a drive, the pass to the corner. There's a three-point shot of the way. Nothing but net for number 15, Nathan Mum. Platteville's third triple tonight. They lead it 13-8. In the backcourt, here is Jaden Shep. Gets it across to Brady Dosh. Passes near side to Wes Bosworth. And the Hornets, though sloppy, they do get it and set up the offense. Dosh on a drive, nothing, giving it over down to the far side. Jaden Shep has his pocket picked. Going the other way, Lucas Ludlam. Ludlam down deep, throws it off a Hornet and out of bounds. It'll belong to Platteville on the end line. Pass comes from the corner right in front of the student section, which is well occupied tonight. I'm not sure what the theme is. I can't see anybody dressing the same. Maybe that's it. Everybody dressed different tonight. Inbound pass knocked away, Platteville. We'll have the ball now at half court after a Hornet defensive play by Jaden Shep. Pass comes in play, caught now by Langmeier. Drives down deep, hangs, shot off the glass with a left hand, good. And Platteville is off now to a 7-point lead. 15-8. Hornets had a lead of 8-7 just moments ago. And quickly an 8-0 run by Platteville. Hornets break the press. Fingerson into Weiss. Garrison drive. Shot on the way won't go. Gets his own miss. Has the rebound taken away by Brody Digman. Digman fires to the baseline. Here's Ludlam for three. Oh, my goodness. It is good. And Brian Poles will use another timeout. 14 minutes remaining in the first half. Platteville all of a sudden has shot ahead by 10. 18-8 on WRCO Sports.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
Well, it's about time. Time for a blind date. That's right, a blind date with Steve, Bailey Paint and Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Phil Nee with you tonight. Glad to be on the air with you as the Richland Center at one point led 8-7. Now an 11-0 run by Platteville, and the Hillman lead 18-8. Shep and Bosworth in the backcourt. Will waltz it up. Nope, thrown away. Bosworth kind of thinking Jaden was going to still be in one spot. Moved to the half-court line, and the ball out of bounds, and it will belong to Platteville. That's kind of what caused the Hornets some duress at Platteville in that game back on December 15th. I was there, but lots of turnovers, and Platteville has kind of that effect on you. Ryder drives. He throws it away. So an unforced turnover for both sides, and Richland Center will get it back. Bosworth will be the inbounder. Wes recently named the Richland Sports Medicine Athlete of the Month for December, along with Holly King, girls basketball player from Ithaca. Oh, the inbound bounces off the backboard. Platteville retrieves. It was slapped momentarily by Bosworth, but they'll get a score from Ludlam, and that'll make it 20-8, and the run continues for Platteville. Shep around the midcourt area, now throws it left side. Bosworth for three, on the way, good! Wes Bosworth buries the triple, and the Hornets back on track. 20-11 ballgame score. Platteville to the corner, now to the left wing. Ryder down to the baseline. They work it near side. Hornets scrambling in the man-to-man defense right now. Platteville out now for Jonah Vorwald, who just came into the game. On a drive, Ryder shot. Oh, rejected by Gary Weiss. Picked up by Wes Bosworth. That's the advantage the Hornets can have. Pass comes in. Now Liam Fingerson down to the baseline. Creates a shot of the lane. Fouled on the shot. And he will go to the free throw line. Foul will be marked on Myron Ryder. That is first foul of the game on Platteville. Fouls are even at one. It must be a big game. Picture Nate is here tonight. It's always a big game when he shows up. Hopefully he doesn't trip anybody with that camera lens. That's a big lens. Free throw is good by Liam Fingerson. That'll make it 20-12. Hornets within eight. One more coming up for Liam. Bends to the knees. And free throw number two is off the iron. Rebound pulled down by Platteville. Ludlam with the outlet pass, and Myron Ryder will walk it now. 12:50 remaining in the first half. Platteville leads it 20-12. Ryder, far side, to the corner. Platteville challenges low. Brady Nosh knocks it away. Out of bounds. It'll be Platteville ball on the end line. So they will set up a play on the out-of-bounds area. Hornets trying to make a stop. They do all right defensively, but Platteville has shot remarkably well. Top of the key three. There they go again. That one is off the mark for Ludlam. And Bosworth with the rebound. West with the outlet pass. Jaden Shep and Bosworth taking across the half-court line. Bosworth near the top of the key. Moves to the right side. Now down to the baseline. Hands off to Brady Dosh. Little miscommunication. It's knocked away. Picked up by Ryder. Ryder into the front court. Knocked away by Brady Dosh. Out of bounds. So it'll be Platteville ball. Brady Dosh. I'd like to see him and Lucas Ludlum just line up for wind sprints because Lucas is incredibly fast for Platteville, but I think Brady could keep up. So maybe after the game we can call that. Platteville will inbound the basketball. Pass comes in play. Will Zielinski into the game. Catches it, throws it. It goes around the horn. Platteville deep corner in front of the student section. Back to Digman. Now he'll penetrate a bit. Back to Ludlum on a drive. And he lost it. Lost it up in the air. Knocked away. And in the backcourt, it's going to be lost and out of bounds. Nice job by Trayton Shep. Good hustle. Ball is going to be off of Platteville and Richland Center basketball. So Trayton in the game. The Shep brothers along with Brady Dosh, Liam Fingerson, and Kaizen Schwitzenberg. Inbound to Jaden. Inside Fingerson wide open. Lays it in. Good. 20-14. Richland Center within six. Well played. Just under 12 minutes remaining in the first half. Ludlum with a hot set. Gives it over to the right side. Taken by Vorwald. Kicks it out. Now back to Digman on the left wing. Drives right wing. Platteville working it around the perimeter. And the Hornets working the defense. Pass comes left side to Vorwald. Near the top of the circle. Digman penetrates a bit. Back to Vorwald. Three from the corner. It is no good. What for? Rebound Platteville. Saved back to Ludlum. Ludlum making the move. Kicks it out. There's a three for the Hillman. It is good for Nathan Mum, his second from beyond the arc, and that'll make it 23-14 Platteville. Brady Dosh catches the inbound pass. Now works his way toward the midcourt line. Good job. Penetrates all the way down deep. Goes up for a two. It's blocked out of bounds. It will be Richland Center basketball. Into the game, Jaron Blevins and Myron Ryder for Platteville. Wes Bosworth gets set to check back in. He'll be replacing Liam Fingerson, and I think this is Liam's first rest tonight. So just less than 11 minutes remaining here in the first half. Hornets trailing 23-14. Trayton Shep catches. Back to Jaden from the corner. Three out of the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Blevins, and he'll take it out near the midcourt line. Blevins to the baseline. Faking a shot is Mum. Now back to Ludlum. He's bumped on the way by. That will be the first foul on Wes Bosworth. Only the second Hornet foul. They lead in the foul department 2-1. So the inbound pass comes, and it's caught here by Ryder. Ryder, top of the circle, three on the way, and it is off the rim for Mum. Rebound by Brady Dosh. Brady with the outlet pass, and Jaden Shep across the half-court line. Dosh catches. He'll drive, drives into the lane, slices and dices, and the shot is down the way, no good. Rebound, Mum, outlet pass, Platteville going to go with it. On the way, on the other end, good by Ryder. Fast break bucket puts Platteville up 25-14. Hornets with the ball in the backcourt. Wes Bosworth walking it across the timeline. Moves in toward the top of the key. Hands off to Trayton Shep. Shep uses the dribble. Hornets working it around. Platteville on a man-to-man defense as well. Hornets trying to snap it around, get open. Here's Bosworth driving in. Forced a shot. It's partially blocked there by Mum. And the rebound up ahead. They pass to Blevins. He got a score. He's fouled. I'm not sure how he hit the basket. He puts it in, and it will count. And he'll go to the line to complete the three-point play, or at least attempt to. The foul is on Trayton Shep, his first, team's third. Good to see the students from Argentina here tonight. They were on a morning show this morning. Free throw in the air. It is no good. And the rebound comes out long. Now to Jaden Shep. He's going to take it all the way to the other end. Gives it to Switzenberg, who tries to dish it low. Bosworth has it knocked out by Ryder. It will be Richland Center basketball. Gary Weiss back into the game. Kaizen Switzenberg will come out. 9:42 remaining here in the first half. Hornets trailed by 13. Bosworth brings it in. Jaden Shep, three from the corner. No good. Rebound by Ryder. Myron, half court, drives, fires. Blevins, ball fake. Now backs off for a three. It is short. Rebound by Ludlum. Tight ropes the baseline. Back to Blevins. Ryder, top of the key, three. It is good. Myron Ryder with his first triple. 30-14. Timeout, Richland Center. Thanks for viewing it tonight here on WRCO and listening on the radio as well. We'll be back in a moment after 1 minute timeout on WRCO Radio Sports.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Phil Nee with you on a Thursday night live. Lots of great games going on. We'll be checking that scoreboard tonight here and getting you set for the end of the night. Lots of big games, and also some games coming up tomorrow night in the area. Wrestling action tonight. That's at North Crawford High School. Wes Bosworth is fouled on the way by at half court, and that will be Platteville's second foul. It's marked on Lucas Ludlam. That is his first. Conference action, River Valley and Lancaster underway tonight. Prairie du Chien leads Dodgeville 19-15. That's in the first half. Pass comes in play for the Hornets. They are going to throw it near the Platteville bench and lost it out of bounds. Again, one of those unforced turnovers that Coach Brian Poles was lamenting in our broadcast, our pregame interview tonight. Ludlam catches the inbound pass. Platteville leading 30-14. 9 minutes remaining, halfway through the first half. Ryder to the baseline. Good movement of the ball by Platteville. And here is Blevins, spin move. Fires it back top of the circle. Mum to the right side and Ryder. Now Blevins posting up, kicks it out. And Ryder on a drive, dishes low, and there is a shot up and good with a left hand by Eli Langmeyer. Back into the ball game, and that makes it 32-14. Hornets face some backcourt pressure again. Wes Bosworth is stopped. Nowhere to go, gives it back now to Jaden Shep. Shep across half court, penetrates. Nice move, down low, shot no good. Tip by Weiss, no good. Rebound Eli Langmeyer of Platteville. Langmeyer across the timeline. Ludlam on a drive to the corner, knocked away. Jaden Shep gets the steal. Driving the other way, and Ryder comes up and knocks it away from out of bounds. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Platteville winning the JV game tonight, 63-36. JV 1 action. Platteville's Jonah Vorwald checks back in, and Brody Digman as well. Mike Ryder, the dean of coaches in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Mike Hoosier does such a nice job with Platteville and the program and longevity and just keeping them good year after year. Always enjoy seeing him. Ball comes in play and the Hornets have the basketball. Back to Weiss. Gary right near the free throw line. Now on a drive. Hands off. There's Dodge. Down the lane. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Mum. It was not an easy shot, certainly, and the Hornets go back on defense. Shot on the way. No good from the corner by Vorwald. Rebound Langmeyer back up. That one is no good. And saved inbounds by Vorwald. I believe he stepped out. It'll be Richland Center basketball. If you caught our pregame interview with Mike Hoosier, he made the comment that they've taken more threes than twos this year, shooting from the floor. And if you've seen them here tonight or heard them, you can see that that's probably the case. Leading 32-14 in the ball game, Platteville. Hornets with the ball, 7:40 remaining first half. Pass comes to Bosworth on the near side. It was knocked away, and Wes grabbed the ball. We're going to see a foul called on the Hillman. That evens the fouls at three. It's on Myron Ryder. That's his second. Cutler Palmer is in for Brady Dosh. Richland Center makes the quick switch. Pass comes in play. Jaden Shep now penetrates a bit with the basketball. Platteville D'ing it up. Shep down to the baseline. Pulls up. Leans in. That one on the way and no good. Rebound Bosworth. Back up. No good. Rebound Ryder. Baseballs it up to Langmeyer. Going on the way and he takes a shot. Good. That was not an easy shot. Hornets had him D'd up pretty well and he still made it. And Platteville now leads by 20. 34-14. in the backcourt. The Hornets get it across to Bosworth, and now we'll set it up. Trying to get some offense going. Jaden Shep down to the baseline. It's tipped away off of Palmer and out of bounds. Gladville has a fingertip or a hand on most of the passes here tonight. Girls basketball, Mineral Point leading Boscobel 62-21. Cuba City girls leading Riverdale 16-11. That is in the first half. Myron Ryder with the basketball for Platteville. Nathan Mum around the horn, down to the baseline. Vorwald inside, knocked away by Weiss, and out of bounds. It'll be Platteville ball. Brady Dosh returns. Jaden Shep gets a breather for the Hornets. And Platteville will put it in play. Platteville looking along the baseline, lobs it in. Caught by Vorwald. Back to Digman. Digman hands off. It's Ryder. Ryder now penetrates a bit, down deep, kicks it out now to Vorwald. He'll fire it to Digman. Digman on the left wing. Quick move in the paint to the corner. Ryder shows it, now drives and kicks it out. Three on the way, Platteville. It is good. Number 10, Jonah Vorwald with his first basket tonight, 37-14. Platteville off to the races here tonight. Ball comes over to Palmer. Now down deep. Here is Weiss. Shot on the way with a runner on the baseline. It is good. Garrison Weiss breaks the Richland Center's scoring drought, 37-16, the ball game score. Pass to the left side. Platteville takes another three, up and no good. Rebound by Brady Dosh, and Brady will bring it across to Wes Bosworth. Bosworth with the basketball, leaves the, now drives over to, gives it to Palmer, knocked away by Platteville. A pick two laid in easily at the other end by Brody Digman. 39-16, Platteville will use a timeout. 5:41 remaining here in the first half. 39-16, Platteville leads Richland Center on WRCO Sports.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Welcome back to the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. 5:41 remaining in the first half. Platteville has gone on a couple of real sizable runs. The most recent was a 17-0 run. And they lead it 39-16. Hornets get the ball in play. Palmer in the backcourt. Double team. Skips it back to Bosworth. West takes it up near midcourt against the double team. And he'll take it across the timeline. Sets it up. Brady Dosh on the right side. Down to Fingerson. Back to Weiss. They'll reverse it. Palmer left wing. Now right wing. It's Bosworth. West on a dribble drive. Backs off. Guarded closely by Vorwald. Pulls up. Throws to Palmer on the far side. Hornets trying to get open for a look. Over to Fingerson. Gary Weiss meets it just above the baseline. Now drives down deep. He is going to take a shot. It's on the way. No good with a right hand. Improvised hook shot. Rebound Platteville. Will Zielinski and company with the basketball. Brody Digman now near the half-court line. Just less than 5 minutes remaining in the first half. Pass goes to the right side. Jonah Vorwald. Looking for cutters through the lane. Now fires back to Ludlam. To the corner. On a dribble drive. Nothing. Back to Digman. Digman around to the right side. Now creating a shot. It's up and good. Off the glass and down for Jonah Vorwald. 41-16 Platteville. 4.5 to play here in the first half. Cutler Palmer in the backcourt. Drives across the midcourt line. And now leaves it back for Bosworth. West on a drive. Throws it to the right side. Dosh. Palmer, top of the key, open for a three. It's no good. Rebound pulled down by Platteville. Vorwald with the basketball. Across the timeline to the corner. Three-pointer on the way. Platteville, it is no good for Zielinski. Rebound Hornets. Wes Bosworth has it knocked away from behind and out of bounds. Digman couldn't quite hold it, contain it. It'll be Richland Center basketball. Trayton Shep is in for Cutler Palmer. Girls basketball, Azika Steuben leading DeSoto, 33-24. That's in the second half. Baroqua leading GET, 36-18 girls basketball. There's a pass down low from Fingerson to Weiss, and Garrison scores. Garrison now with 8 points, 41-18. Platteville from the corner, three on the way for the Hillman. In and out for Digman. The rebound by Brady Dosh. Dosh seems like he gets a lot of rebounds, too, for a guard. Always in the right spot. Drives on the left side. Now drives to the lane. Shot on the way, no good. And the ball is tipped away out of bounds. Last touch by the Hornets. It will be Platteville basketball. In the meantime, Kaizen Schwitzenberg returns, and so does Jaden Shep. Hornets lose a little size. Garrison Weiss and Wes Bonsworth check out of the lineup. 3:20 remaining here in the first half. Platteville leading it 41-18. Pass to the high post and down to the baseline. Mum, nothing. Gives it back now to Ludlum. Ludlum on a drive. Baseballs it over the right side. Here's Ryder creating a shot. It won't go. Rebound, Liam Fingerson. And now it goes off to the left side. Back to the right, and the Hornets trying to get it across the timeline. Jaden Shep, crossover dribble, between the knees dribble, half court line, fires over to the left side, taken by Trayton Shep. Shep in the paint, pulls up, nothing. Hines off now to Liam Fingerson. It's off of his body and out of bounds. Good hands by Jerron Blevins. Platteville basketball. River Valley leading Lancaster, 25-21. That is in the first half. Platteville puts the ball in play. Lucas Ludlum and company in the backcourt. And the Hillman will walk it across the half-court line. We're down to 2:39 remaining here in the first half. Staff goes to the corner. Deep three on the way. No good for Mum. And it rims out of bounds. Dodgeville leading Prairie du Chien 40-37 and a half. And both teams have struggled a bit this year. Prairie du Chien has struggled to get a win. And that one's going to go right down to the wire tonight, it looks like. Pass comes in play, and it's going to be the Hornets. The Shep brothers take it across the half-court line. Pass to the near side. Brady Dosh down to the baseline. Jaden Shep does not use the dribble. Now Will moves into the lane. Gives it to Fingerson. Free throw line left. Now over to Dosh. Brady on a drive. Hammers his way in. Shot on the way, no good. Ludlum gets the rebound and a foul call. The Hornets will be called for their fourth foul. Not a lot of fouls in this half. That's seven total as the Hornets pick up their fourth. Pass comes back now to Platteville, and they'll take it. Myron Ryder across half court. Now with 2 minutes to go here in the first half, Ludlum catches, drives over to the right side, pulls up, shot off the glass, and good. Man, a little hook shot from about 12 feet away, and that makes it 43-18. Hornets up to half court. Trayton Shep fires it over to Fingerson. Wide open. Schwitzenberg scores. Hornets break the press well, and that looked good. 43-20 with a minute 33, and the band is starting to assemble for the halftime show under the direction of Jeff Behrens. Ludlum left side. On a drive, Ryder down deep. Tough shot. No foul called on the Hornets. That foul marked, and that will put Platteville at the line, I believe. Yes, it looks like it was in the process of shooting. Foul is on Jaden Shep, his first. Team's fifth. So going to the line, Myron Ryder in the air, and that one is no good. He'll get another. Platteville, for all the good things they've done, they're 0-for-4 from the free throw line. That might be the only place where it hasn't gone well tonight. Second one on the way, and this one is no good. Rebound pulled down by Liam Fingerson, and the Hornets bring it out now to Schwitzenberg. Now Trayton Shep, left side, Brady Dosh, a minute 14 here in the first. Brady brings it all the way back to the right side. Liam Fingerson from the wing. Trayton Shep, thought about a three, drives closer. He's D'd up. Now back to Fingerson. Top of the wheel. Drives down deep. Goes strong. Left hand no good. Rebound Schwitzenberg. Back up in the crowd. He is going to be tied up. Jump ball is called. The arrow points to Richland Center. Into the game for Platteville. Jonah Vorwall. 58 seconds remaining here in first half play. Platteville leading it 43-20. As the band assembles, sounds like they got the cowbell warmed up. Always good to hear that. Trayton Shep will put it in play. Jaden in the deep corner for the Hornets. Down deep, Dodge back to Jaden. Three on the way, catch and release, no good. Rebound, Ludlum on the weak side, Platteville. Slinging and dinging the other way. Here goes Ludlum down to the baseline. Fires it back, top of the circle. Digman on a drive, nothing. To the corner, three on the way. It is short for Mum, and the rebound by Platteville. Around the wheel it goes. Ludlum left side. Backs off toward half court, and Platteville will apparently work for one at the end of the half. Pass goes to Digman. They're going to work it around as the Hornets scramble. For Walden Company, 20 seconds. Ludlum stops inside the line. Fires off to Mum. Mum to Ludlum. Clock down to 12 seconds. He'll back off. 10 seconds. And he'll get in gear now. They work for one. Ludlum going a little one-on-one behind the back dribble. Now leans in, and he is going to be fouled on the floor. That'll be the sixth Hornet foul. Stops the clock with 3 seconds remaining. And that will get Vorwald out of the lineup. The foul is on Platteville's, let's see, is that correct? They've got it on number three, Jerron Blevins, I believe. I don't think he's in the game. Ball comes in play, handoff now to Ryder. Ryder on a drive, scoops it up, no good at the buzzer, and that will do it for one half of basketball. Platteville leading it 43-20. The score here after 18 minutes of area boys basketball. Coming up on the radio, the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. And we'll also treat you to some music here for you watching the video tonight. Jeff Behrens and the Pep Band. Again, 43-20, it's Platteville on top of the Richland Center Hornets on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
For the last several years, the WIAA has sponsored a three-point shooting contest. Based on the shooter's percentages during the season, if that player's team is not in the state tournament, they've got a chance to be in the shootout and the challenge. And currently, we have some area players that are in the running to be there, including River Valley senior Houston Thatcher, who coming into the week had made 37 of 86 threes for a percentage of 430. Also, in Division 5 boys, a couple of players we have seen this year during our coverage, Aiden Kelleher of Southwestern has made 35 out of 96 three-pointers, and Belmont's Wyatt Temperley has made 42 of 108 attempts. In the girls shooting, Division 3, it's Macy Noble of Platteville. She has made 33 of 99 three-pointers. Division 4 leaders include, from Cuba City, Emily Wiegman. She has made 48 three-pointers out of 118. And Anna Franck of Bangor, 47 out of 116 as well. Belleville's Toria DeVoe has made 43 three-pointers. In the running in Division 5, again, more players we have seen this year. Macy Mitchell of Waseca Steuben has made 31 threes coming into the week out of a possible 85. And Kennedy Cooey of Riverdale, following in the footsteps of her sisters, who have also been in the three-point challenge before. She has made 37 of 121 coming into the week. The three-point challenge for boys and girls coming up during the state basketball tournaments. For the girls, Saturday, March 15th at 9:30 at the Resch Center in Green Bay. For the boys, the following Saturday, March 22nd, also at 9:30 at the Kohl Center in Madison. Fans can attend the event with tickets from the morning afternoon sessions of the state tournaments. I'm Phil Nee for Dairyland Transportation's High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Cornerstone Service is proud to be a gold-certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing consistency, excellence, and value. Nationwide, there are 18,000 Napa Auto Care Centers, with only a small portion that meets the rigorous gold-level criteria. This guarantees the team at Cornerstone offers a premier auto repair experience with two ASE-certified master technicians and a limited 36,000-mile, 36-month piece of my warranty on parts and labor. Drive with confidence. Choose Cornerstone Service, Richland Center.
Does your employer offer 6 weeks of paid time off in your first year? Rockwell Automation does. How about a $2,500 sign-on bonus? A 401k with company match? Annual bonuses for all employees? Rockwell offers all that and more, including paid parental leave, tuition reimbursement, unlimited referral bonuses, and endless growth opportunities. This isn't your typical manufacturing job. It's a great place to work because of the great people who work there. Join the team. First shift starts over $20 an hour. Second shift, over $22 an hour. Apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers, search Richland Center, or stop by any Wednesday starting February 12th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for an on-the-spot interview. Rockwell Automation, where talent meets opportunity.
Well, well, well. Look